It may be costly to require the best of myself and for myself. In my eternal life, such values are all I ever consider. It may be costly to require the best of myself and for myself, but in my eternal life, such values are all that I ever consider. It may be costly to require the best of myself and for myself. I tell myself I'm number one. I tell myself I am perfect. I tell myself I am ideal. I tell myself I am wonderful, I am fantastic, I am glorious. I tell myself all these wonderful things. Now, why do I tell myself these things? Why do I say that to myself? I like to say to myself that I am number one. I like to say to myself that in this world, there's only me. And all the world is a reflection of me. Now, I might say, how can I say that? How can I ever say such grand and glorious things about me? Because here I am, a human being, living in a human body, in a human world, filled with all sorts of opportunities to do things, filled with the opportunity to know that there is only the allness. Now, it may be costly to require the best of myself and for myself. That means that when I say to the world, you are beautiful, you are good, I must know this first in myself, because the world is my reflection. And as I look out at the world, if I see anything less than my divine self, if I see anything less than the beautiful, magnificent being that I am, then that's what I'm going to see. I'm going to see whoever is out there is me. It is my reflection. It is what I am. It is what I'm sharing, showing, and being. And that sometimes can be a pretty heavy-duty thing. It can be a pretty heavy-duty aspect, because I look out and I see war. I see anger. I see unhappiness. And is that me? Well, if I allow one unhappy thought in my consciousness, that's me. And because that's me, that's what my world is. It may be costly to require the best of myself for myself, but it is the only thing I can do. In my eternal life, such values are all that I shall ever consider. I will look at all in the world and see it good and very good. Why can I say these things? It seems like I'm being a little bit strange when I say that, because it's contrary to the experiences that I see. It's contrary to the world that I know. But yet, it's not contrary. It is the world that I know. There are times that I go around with an absolutely positive consciousness. And as I go around with an absolutely positive consciousness, I look at everything in the world in a positive consciousness. And as I look at everything in the world in a positive consciousness, I see everything in the world beautiful and good. I see everything in the world magnificent. I see everything in the world absolutely outstanding and wonderful. And as I see everything in the world outstanding and wonderful, that's how I am. The world can only be what I am. I'm number one. The world is my reflection. I created the world by my thought. I look out of my eyes and I see a tree. Now, do I see a tree that's beautifully built? Do I see a tree that's growing well? Do I see a tree that's well nourished? Do I see a tree that's glorious to look at? If I don't, it's me. I can look past all the illusions, all those things that are less than the wholeness of the tree, and only see the tree in its glory and its goodness. I can only see the world about me in its glory and its goodness. I can only see me in my glory and my goodness. Can I say I am whole and perfect? Can I say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Can I say I like me? Can I say this is a great world? I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Can I say that? I sure can. And I do. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I say that, and I love that, and I make that phrase mine year after year. And I live in this beautiful, youthful, dynamic, fantastic body. I live in this beautiful, beautiful, fantastic, glorious self that I am. It's costly to me to look out there and say, hey, you're wonderful. And people will say back to me, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not wonderful. And I have to continuously say, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. Because if I allow myself to go by the opinions of others, to go by the opinions of the illusions that I might see, then I am not the master. I am not the creator of my world. I am not number one. I am just a figment of the imagination of the universe. I'm part of race consciousness. I am not the consciousness of the world. Do I have the ability to speak my word and bring forth all things in my world exactly as I would speak my word for them? Yes, I do. Do I have the opportunity to look at everyone in the world and see them as good and very good, even while they're doing things that they might think are bad or that the world might think is not so good? Can I look at them and say they're doing good and very good? Yes, I can. I do that as I train children, as I work with other people. I call forth the good in other people by seeing it in them, by radiating it through them, by knowing it as they are that which I speak my word for, and then it is full and done and wonderful and fantastic. Oh, it is expensive. Oh, it's expensive. It'd be so easy just to fall into the trap, to fall into the habit of saying what things seem to be. And when I say what things seem to be, I empower the seeming to be something, not the reality that I am. And when I want to empower the reality that I am, if I want to empower the fact that I am divine, that I am good, that I am wonderful, that I am great, when I want to empower that, what do I do? What I do is I speak my word and I say, all is in divine order now. I say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I say, I am whole and perfect. I say, I like me, 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 I like me. I say, I like you. I like all that I see. Because all that I see is so very good and so wonderful. This is my reality. This is my goodness. This is my allness. This is who I am. This is who you are. This is what all is. I am the creator of the world. I am the creator of my universe. And it may be costly to require the best of myself and for myself. But in my eternal life, such values are all that I ever consider. I live in my ideal self. I live in my ideal thought. I live in my ideal world. I live in my eternal being of such value, such grace, such charm, such magnificence, that nothing else is of any concern at all. Truly, it may be costly to require the best of myself and for myself, but is that how I want to invest my time, my thought, my money? Is that how I want to invest my belief in myself? It truly is. In my eternal life, such values are all that I ever consider and all that I ever know, because that's the reality of me. That's the reality of me, and that's who I am, and that's why I am. I am the glory of all. I am that I am, and so are you, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.